Interpol says, in an effort to maintain the flow of equipment and medicines needed to fight COVID-19, African authorities have relaxed regulations and security measures that were mostly weak to begin with. This has opened the door for organized crime to traffic large quantities of illegal medicines, such as tramadol, especially in West Africa.
There are no laws, as we know, restricting the use of tramadol. That has provided opportunity for criminal elements, even within government agencies, to get involved in illegal distribution.
Maurice Ogbonnaya is a crime analyst based in Lagos and a former security official in the Nigerian National Assembly. He explains that all imports into West Africa, including of tramadol, have dropped drastically because of COVID-19 restrictions, so demand for the drug has exploded. In Nigeria, a tramadol tablet usually sells on the black market for around 100 naira, less than 30 US cents. But because of shortages, its price has recently increased more than tenfold, and criminals are making massive profits by moving millions of tablets. In June last year, Nigerian authorities alone seized several shipments of illegal tramadol worth more than 300 million naira. Sources in the Nigerian security sector have told VOA most of the tramadol originates in India, where it's rebranded and smuggled into West Africa. Ogbonnaya says Nigerian criminal groups are feeding demand for the medicine across large parts of Africa.
Those who use tramadol move all the way from Libya, including violent non-state actors like terror groups, into Nigeria to access tramadol. And a sizable quantity of it sells as much as 10 million naira.
He's investigated tramadol traffickers in West Africa for many years.
We also have another group of users that not only use tramadol for non-medical purposes, but also smuggle tramadol. And these are irregular migrants who move from Nigeria to Europe through Agadez in Niger Republic.
Agadez is Niger's fifth largest city in the middle of the Sahara. Ogbonnaya says most illicit tramadol flowing into West Africa from Asia enters the port of Cotonou in Benin.
Because of the proximity between Cotonou and Lagos, Lagos remains the largest market, a very major market, where tramadol that is imported is distributed legally and illegally.
According to the United Nations Refugee Agency, three quarters of people who migrate illegally from Nigeria to Europe originate from Edo State. They pass through Kano State into Agadez in Niger, where they await passage to Europe.
So what they do in the process is that they convert their money into tramadol because tramadol is easy to hide and they can get in large quantities. Secondly, border security officials are more likely to confiscate physical cash from irregular migrants than opioids such as tramadol.
Ogbonnaya says tramadol is also popular among migrants who think it's an energy booster.
So it provides them the opportunity of being able to walk a long distance through the Sahara to be able to get into Agadez.
Ogbonnaya says tramadol has been integral to organized crime in West Africa for 2 decades.
Those who help people to migrate irregularly also compel them to carry sizable quantity of tramadol and hand over to their contacts in Agadez, who will sell the tramadol and remit back to them in Nigeria based on the agreed percentage.
Much of Africa's COVID-19 vaccines are going to be made in India. With trade routes for illicit medicines between that country and much of the continent already well established, analysts are concerned that organized crime groups are going to replace their usual contraband with falsified and substandard vaccines. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.